According to a couple of Lemoyne College graduates, the millennial generation will save us all. The pair has authored books on the subject, and as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, they brought their perspective to Syracuse this week.
One of the cliches about the millennial generation is that as children, they all got trophies, no matter how well they did on a team. And while that is derided by some, for John Zogby, it's a key to how they're changing the way our institutions work.
The upside of that is that they all learned teamwork.
Zogby, author of First Globals, Understanding, Managing, and Releasing Our Millennial Generation, sees this generation making a more substantial change to society than generational shifts in the past. He says the old patterns of dealing with problems from the top down isn't working with the deep-seated and intractable issues facing us today. The difference with millennials, says Zogby, is they've learned the art of collaboration.
They don't move things up the chain and wait forever for, you know, the bureaucracy to decide. Their channels are horizontal. They go to each other, and they believe in the wisdom of the crowd and the social network and so on, which is faster, more efficient, brings many more people into the process, and ultimately builds a consensus.
Todd Corley, author of Fitch Path, a cautionary tale about a moose, millennials, leadership, and transparency, says he's already seen this kind of problem-solving working in business, and the key that makes it truly transformational is the digital revolution.
They're looking to always be active learners and engaged in doing things in a way that's very different from years past.
Millennials range in age from 18 to 37 and currently make up a third of the U.S. workforce. Corley says the other trait they bring to the table is they've grown up more open to other cultures and lifestyles.
The way this is going to save us is it's going to allow us to gradually hand over the reins to a generation that is a lot more optimistic about how we can all be successful if we live a world that is non-judgmental and an open community.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.